And one of the most insipid statements that I've heard someone make is that I vote for the candidate, not the party. The so-called two-party system has been part of our political history since its inception, and the parties play a very important role in our political system. The person who proclaims himself to be a so-called independent voter, who turns his back on both parties, is really a person who has no principles or guidelines himself. In the course of a campaign with little TV snippets and things like that going on, you don't really find out or can't tell from just listening to the candidate exactly how they stand on a variety of issues and what their philosophy of government is. Both the Democrat and Republican parties are organizations of people, like-minded people who share certain beliefs in principles of government and economics and various other issues. They were organized to work effectively to try to bring about the prevalence, if you will, of their particular attitudes and principles of government. These parties set forth in many written documents and platforms and so on just what those principles and guidelines are that are promoted by any particular party. Well, it's easy to determine what a particular candidate stands for by the party that he chooses to be a member of and a candidate for. Every voter, when he goes into the booth on a general election to vote for president or senator or congress or any federal office or state office for that matter, is at that point in time an independent voter. He can vote for either candidate or either party, or he can mix them up if he wants to, vote for some Republicans and some Democrats. When it comes to the process of determining which person will be a candidate for a particular party, it is up to the members of that party and people who think enough of the party to be a member to select which candidate they want to put forth. Not a perfect analogy, but if you're a member of the Kiwanis Club, you don't go over to a Rotary Club meeting and vote for the president of Rotary, and vice versa. What I'm saying is that when we're in the primary election process, or primary selection process, the person who professes himself to be an independent and not a member of either party should have absolutely no say-so or no ability to participate in the process by which that party selects its candidate for the final election. I'm not suggesting that so-called independents are bad people or anything like that. It's just that they have no standing. As long as they want to claim to be independent, they have no standing or right to get involved in what the parties do in selecting their candidates. This is Buck Compton.